out. The CBS Broadcast Center on the Miracle Mile. One of the most volatile days we've seen in quite some time for the stock market. Stocks worldwide pretty much fell sharply as surprisingly weak reports from China and Europe raised concerns about slow growth the day after the Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke, discussed the possibility of reducing stimulus that has boosted the markets in recent months. The stock market slipped slightly today here at the close, with the Dow down 13 points at 15,294, NASDAQ giving back 4 points at 3,460, and the S&P 500 down 5 at 1,650. All of the major averages well off their worst levels of the day. We did see the averages pop into positive territory as well during the trading session. Hewlett-Packard among the stars of the day on its better-than-expected earnings news, closing up nearly $4 at 24 and change. Joining us live now, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you very much for joining us, and give us your view of the market reaction we've seen to Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke's comments and the notes from the last Fed policy meeting and the reaction we saw overnight in Asia and what we got here today on Wall Street.
Good afternoon, Frank. There's a lot going on, of course, and this decline of the Nikkei average in Tokyo of 7.3% was really shocking and outstanding and led to about a 100-point drop in the Dow here at the opening. But a recovery where the market was up on the plus side a few times during the day, I think it was a pretty good performance for the American markets considering what happened in Tokyo. I think that the Federal Reserve ambiguity in terms of the uncertainty that they're not willing to forecast specifics, I think is a negative for the marketplace. And my recommendation is that the Federal Reserve get on with a trend of positive interest rates and low bond buying, and that, in my opinion, would add confidence in the marketplace.
This uncertainty at the moment as to what the Fed might do as early as next month, you think, is that going to cause more volatility here? What can we expect here in the coming weeks before that next big Fed meeting?
I think that it will cause volatility. There's different ways of looking at the Fed actions. The slowdown of buying bonds, increase in interest rates, in my opinion, big picture, is a plus confidence in the marketplace. For a near term, it can be an uncertainty and therefore a negative. So I'm hoping that we'll see a positive trend in the 10-year, which you cited as 2.02%, which is up a little bit for the last couple of weeks. But I'm looking for a forecast that's more certain than what we saw here the last few days.
All right. As far as what investors should do at this point, given the tremendous run-up we've seen in equities this year with the Dow and the other major averages went up about 17% still, and on the flip side, precious metals down by about that amount, where are you putting money now? Where are you taking off the table?
Well, I would be a little bit cautious in this market. I think there's a better chance of the market declining than going to higher levels at this point. There are some groups of securities like the home building and the solar systems and so on that seem to be performing very, very well. So I would look at those as buying opportunities. I would personally look at gold as on the negative side. It was up $23 an ounce today, but I believe there's enough uncertainty there in gold that we won't see an increase in prices unless there's a dramatic sell-off in the averages in the equity markets.
You, of course, made an early call for the home building stocks before this big rise. Congratulations on that. And today we hear that sales of new homes up in April to the second highest level seen since the summer of 2008. What do you think of the home builders at this point?
I would be a buyer here cautiously on any significant declines. One of them that's caught my attention is in the home stock that has got about 25 to 30% of its stock outstanding is on the short side. That's Beazer Homes. BZH is the symbol. And I would be very cautious there because it looks to me like the uptrend of the stock may be supported by the short squeeze on the short position. But I still, in general, would look at the home stocks as an opportunity, but I would buy them on declining prices.
Certainly what Japan has done recently to weaken its currency has caught the market's attention. The dollar has been rising in the face of this rally, by the way, up about 6%, I believe. The dollar index has moved higher this year, which is also very interesting. Are you going to be watching what the Nikkei does overnight and take it from there tomorrow morning?
Definitely. I would be very much aware of what the Nikkei is doing over this night and look upon its impact upon the U.S. markets going forward. It'll be very interesting to see what the European markets do overnight here as well in terms of what happened in Japan earlier and what's happening here.
Are you placing any currency bets at this point? Do you think the dollar will continue its strength here that we've seen this year?
I think the dollar will continue its strength. As you noted out, the yen has depreciated. We're at about 105 yen per dollar at this point. However, it wasn't too many years ago that the yen was 132 to the dollar. So we're catching up with a past number. But in general, I feel the U.S. dollar will be stronger.
And we've seen a very strong month of May, which also historically is somewhat of an anomaly. Are you making any big changes as far as transferring funds out of any specific groups of funds at this point, or any specific mutual funds, and any rebalancing at this point?
At this point, no. I'm not making any significant changes in rebalancing. But again, I would be very cautious. I would be on the buy side, but I would be a cautious buyer in what I would expect would be some additional volatility on the downside.
Ed Wedbush, President of Wedbush Securities, coming to us from downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you very much for coming to the line right after the closing bell here today on what's been a very busy day, of course, with the Dow plunging at the open, recovering most of the losses in what was a choppy session. The Dow down 13 points here at the close at 15,294. NASDAQ down 4 at 3,460. And the S&P 500 down 5 at 1,650. The yield on the 10-year note now at 2.02%. This portion